We'll call the hearing to order. This is a hearing of the Indian Affairs Committee of the United States Senate. It's a hearing on the nomination of Dr. Yvette Rubidoux for the Director of the Indian Health Service. Dr. Rubidoux, welcome. We're pleased you're with us. Let me state that President Obama sent Dr. Rubidoux's nomination to the Senate on March 26th. I'm pleased to see a physician with on-the-ground experience and the experience that this candidate has had is nominated for this position. Also, Dr. Rubidoux would be the first woman to lead the Indian Health Service, so I know this is also a historic nomination. I want to start by saying that I believe Dr. Rubidoux will be inheriting an Indian health system that is broken. The Indian Health Service is only funded at about one-half of its need. Clinician shortages are rampant. Significant health disparities permeate Indian country. In addition, the Indian Health Service is an agency, I believe, with a history of some very serious management problems and very little follow-through, even when those problems are described. As I've said in the past, I think there are a lot of really terrific people working for the Indian Health Service. I've seen them. I've met with them. I've been around them all across this country. God bless them for the work they do every day. But the fact is, many of them are working in a system that is unbelievably bureaucratic, in some cases headed by people who are incompetent in managing the system. This is not new. We've held hearings about this. We need to fix it. And my discussions about it and the requirement to fix it should not tarnish a lot of good people who work there, but it certainly ought to be a warning to the people who are there who have caused very serious management problems. The result of all of these issues is that Native Americans in our country suffer health disparities on a par with some of the third world nations. Patients seem only to get care, often when it is life and limb or emergencies. In Indian country, we've heard from the table where you sit, Dr. Rubidoux, don't get sick after June because there's no money to provide you with contract health services. There's a rationing of health care in Indian country that should be considered, in my judgment, a national scandal and should be headline news, but it is not. The impact of this broken system is clearly shown in the health disparities. I have a chart that we will ask to be shown, shows the health disparities between the general population, which is in blue, and American Indians in red. You can see with respect to tuberculosis, infant mortality, the rates of suicide, pneumonia, influenza, alcohol-induced illness, diabetes, you can see the disparity, and it is very significant. The rate of tuberculosis is 5 times higher, suicide rates 70% more, alcoholism 500% higher, diabetes 189% higher. This is not just about numbers, but about people's lives. The next photograph you'll see is of Jamie Rose Jetty. In February, this committee held a hearing, an oversight hearing, on the Indian of youth suicide, teen suicide. At that hearing, a young woman of 16 named Dana Lee Jetty of Spirit Lake Nation in North Dakota testified, and she described losing her sister, Jamie Rose Jetty, who committed suicide at just age 14 years of age. Jamie's mother knew there was something wrong with her daughter. She took her to the Indian Health Service over and over again, but they diagnosed her as having depression. And even though her mother knew better, the doctors would say she's just a typical teenager, and this is a typical teenager's depression, and they sent the family home. November of last year, she took her life. Her sister, Dana Lee, found her. And during testimony, Dana said that she felt Jamie would still be alive had there been trained mental health professionals available near the Spirit Lake Reservation to diagnose the needs, but Jamie didn't receive those services. Her death was tragic and unnecessary. I've spoken about Avis Littlewind, who was 14, took her life on the same reservation. I've spoken about her several times on the floor of the Senate. Lay in her bed in a fetal position for 90 days. Nobody seemed to miss her. A terribly dysfunctional family, and eventually she took her own life. I spoke at length last year about Tashawn Rain Littlelight. This is a photograph that her grandmother used, and Senator Tester and I were together on the Crow Nation reservation in Montana when her grandmother began walking towards us as we held the hearing, and she held that photograph above her head. And that photograph, she said, is of my granddaughter. She said, you should know that she spent the last 3 months of her life in unmedicated pain. And she too was taken over and over and over again to the Indian Health Service and was told that she was depressed and sent home over and over again. Finally, the diagnosis at the Billings Hospital and a plane ride to Denver got a diagnosis that she had terminal cancer and was about to die. And the fact is, this young woman, like the other photograph of the young woman that took her life, was diagnosed as just being depressed. She wasn't depressed. She had terminal cancer. We just have to do so much better. And I show you these photographs only to say that all of us, myself, Senator Barrasso, Senator Johnson, Senator Tester, we represent real people that have real health care problems whose needs in many cases are not being met. The kind of health care problems that we would expect on a routine basis to be met for us, for our family, for the American people, and they are not being met, and young kids are dying, and elders are dying, and we have to do something about it. So we have today before us a new nominee for the position of running the Indian Health Service. I'm going to support the nominee. I'm very pleased she offers herself for public service. I desperately want her to succeed. We have to improve this. We must. People's lives depend on it. Before we proceed, let me call on my colleagues, Senator Barrasso.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I agree with you and associate myself with your remarks. I have a statement that I'll include for the record. I would like to also join you in saying I do intend to support the nominee. I had a wonderful opportunity to visit with Dr. Robita yesterday. Great discussion on diabetes, on health care, on prevention, and we talked at length on the issues that you just discussed, that of the issue of suicide, and what we can do to help working so much with prevention, because in the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming, the life expectancy is 49. And when you can compare that to the other men and women of our state, where the life expectancy is around the area of 80, those are tragic numbers, and we need to do better. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Johnson, I know that you wanted to introduce Dr. Robidoux, if you would be willing to do that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is my honor today to introduce Dr. Robidoux as the Indian Affairs Committee considers her nomination to be Director of the Indian Health Service. Dr. Robidoux was born in Pierre and graduated high school in Brevard City in my home state of South Dakota. She is a member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe, where I'm fortunate to have many friends. The chairman might be interested to know her mother was from Standing Rock Reservation, which is straddling both South and North Dakota. We are very proud to have one of our own be nominated to this position. She has a bachelor's degree and a medical degree from Harvard. As you know, we have many unique challenges that face us in Indian country, and especially in the Aberdeen area. We would be well served to have Dr. Robidoux as the IHS director. Her experiences as a patient, a doctor, and an administrator within the IHS system provides her with first-hand knowledge that she needs to be an effective director of the IHS. I look forward to welcoming Dr. Robidoux back to South Dakota soon. I also look forward to working with her as IHS director to ensure the federal government does all that they can to fulfill its treaty and trust responsibilities to American Indians. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Senator Tester.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, too, want to thank you for your remarks. I think that they said what a lot of us were going to say, and I appreciate that. The system is broken. There's no doubt about it. We have seen a lot of instances brought before this committee, and we have seen firsthand the kind of challenges that IHS has been presented with, and quite frankly, in a lot of those cases, they fail to step up to the plate and hit the ball. I am impressed with your resume, and I think you bring some things to the table that will help this agency move forward into the 21st century in a way that we had all hoped it had been moving forward for a long time. It hasn't. So success is critically important to all of us. There is one issue, and hopefully you can address this in your opening statement, and it is management experience. That lack of it can be a blessing, and it can be a curse. So I think in your particular case, with your on-the-ground experience with the medical side of things, I like that. I like that a lot. And maybe you can talk about the administrative challenges and how you plan to address them. But with that, I too look forward to you taking over the Indian Health Service. I think as a Native American woman, you bring a lot of things to that department that can improve it. So thank you.
Senator Udall.
Thank you very much, Chairman Dorgan. And let me say that I had a very nice visit with Dr. Rubidoux, and I think her credentials are excellent. I think maybe sometimes, like Senator Tester said, that not having the so-called management experience, you can move in and really shake things up and move them in the right direction. And you certainly have an inquisitive mind and curiosity about that process. One of the things that I hope you address, because I see it as just in addition to the massive problems that the chairman mentioned, a huge issue is preventive care with our native communities. I mean, we in New Mexico have an epidemic in diabetes and obesity on the reservation, and those problems have increased over time. I remember a nephrologist, a kidney doctor, telling me in New Mexico that 30 years ago when he started practice, he didn't see any Native American clients. And just in the short 30 years that he's been in practice, he's now in the middle of an epidemic. And so it shows in what a short period of time that has changed. This isn't some long chronic situation. It's something that has occurred very rather quickly. I kid my Navajo friends that it's the Belagana diet, you know, the white man diet, and all of them laugh, but I think that's a large part of it, and I think if we could put that preventive care in place, it could really make a difference. And I know you've been a real leader on that. You focused on that. You've done epidemiological work in the area of diabetes, and so we really look forward to working with you. And I think each of the individuals have said, the senators before me, that you're underfunded. I mean, I hope that we can aggressively work on that. I think, to me, the most dramatic comparison is that we spend three times as much for federal prisoners as we do for a patient in the Indian Health Service. And so that really says it all to me. And with that, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for this hearing.
Senator Udall, thank you very much. Dr. Rubidoux, the committee members will ask you questions today following your presentation, and then additional questions may well be submitted to you in writing. And once we have received responses to those questions, it's my intention that we would seek to report out your nomination at our next scheduled business meeting, and we'll try to move very quickly because I would like this nomination to be approved by the entire Senate. The